Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
But I will be back. Wednesday's show will feature Cole Wright. We will find out what old black man wisdom he has for us tomorrow. What old in the back of the barbershop wisdom that Cole can come up with for tomorrow's show. He will be available to us. We will also talk more about the White Sox. Maybe we will have a champion in the NBA. All those things are on target for us to discuss on tomorrow's show. We didn't even talk about the Aaron Rodgers stuff today. We can put that into the pile of things to discuss tomorrow, because he'll still be thinking about whether or not he's going to show up at Packers camp. Which brings me to Parkins and Spiegel. It's a completely different show than Spiegel and Parkins. This is a disclaimer that has to be said. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? What's up, Spiegs? I mean, we could talk about that Aaron Rodgers thing right now. Do you think he plays for the Packers this year?
No.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I think dude is committed. And we've known it's not about the money, but this latest bit of news confirms that even more. I think he's got them more over a barrel than any quarterback ever has had a team over a barrel. And he's more willing to just live over that barrel, if that makes any sense. And I know it does not.
Well,
but you know what I mean?
A question that I need answered. You guys stay in touch with this type of stuff. Is there going to be an announcement on the Jeopardy job soon? Is that one of the things that he's doing here? Does he say, I need a couple weeks to think about this, because he knows that in a couple weeks they're going to make at least make an offer to him to be the Jeopardy host, and that's leverage that, as for now, and even in the unknown, he gets to have, because he can go, yeah, I can walk away right now. I got $200 million in the bank. And I might get this job in Jeopardy that's going to pay me millions.
No, right, but Aaron Rodgers will not lack for opportunities to make millions of dollars in retirement, like Jeopardy or otherwise.
I agree, but I'm just saying that, like, it's an actual, like, tangible thing,
right,
where he can be like, I'll just go do this.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that Aaron Rodgers is done playing football. He's too good. He was the MVP of the league. Like, I have a very hard time believing that Aaron Rodgers is done playing football. So the Packers own his contractual rights, and Jordan Love is not ready. So I guess I feel like if I'm Green Bay, and in fairness, I said the same thing about Deshaun Watson before the whole scandal blew up, but like, my stance if I was the Packers would be,
I dare you.
Yeah, well, you going to retire? We're not trading you. And if you want to sit out, okay, that submarines our season, and it submarines the end of your career. And yes, we could trade you then and get a bunch of first-round picks and start the rebuild after you. But we don't want to set that precedent, because we think you've got 5 years left.
Like, he's all too happy, Danny, to submarine their season. And I don't think he believes that a year off is going to submarine his career. You're right about him playing at this level. It's funny because it gets comped to Brett Favre so much in terms of the end of Favre. But Favre threw 62 interceptions in his last 3 years as a Packer. 62!
How many total interceptions does Aaron Rodgers have?
11 in the last 3 years. He's got 11 in three seasons.
That's
Favre
ridiculous.
Had 62. And Rodgers, the last three seasons, has had 500 passing attempts and 5 interceptions or less. 3 straight years of that. So this is This is a guy in competition for the GOAT, playing the best football of his life. The value is outrageous, and they don't know what they have in Jordan Love, and he's just willing to hang out. On the Jeopardy thing, I don't think there's any way in hell he's getting that job. LeVar Burton is still about to audition. That's the last week of July. Our guy Joe Buck is going to audition. There's so many people who want that job who are better and more qualified than Aaron Rodgers. So no, I don't think he's going to get that. I just think he's totally cool with sitting out a year. That's my impression.
You know, for as big of an Aaron Rodgers fan as I am, I haven't spent nearly enough time on his Pro Football Reference page.
It's outrageous.
You should sponsor it.
I should, just like Whit Merrifield's. Okay. He has two double-digit interception seasons in his career, and the last one was in 2010 when he threw 11.
Uh-huh.
He's never had more than 13 interceptions in a year?
Yeah, man.
That is ridiculous.
I know. Favre in 2005, 20 touchdowns, 29 interceptions. And then he has the audacity to hold the entire team hostage while he decides whether to play or not. Comes back and has 18 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. You know?
He's led the NFL in interception percentage, i.e. fewest interceptions per passes thrown, five different times, including the last 3 years. In 2018, his interception percentage was 0.3. That doesn't even make sense.
No, man.
Two interceptions in 597 pass attempts. This is wild.
I think I read, Danny, that the number I gave out, the 500-plus passing attempts and five interceptions or less, that's been done, I believe, a total of seven times. And he's done it 3 years in a row.
And
what's his
four overall? Yeah.
Regular season passer rating.
His regular season passer rating is 103.9. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Uh-huh. This is a wild page, man. There's a lot of fun stats.
You can't
here.
Fire the GM. You can't fire Gutekunst.
Why not?
Maybe you will. Well, that's what he wants. What he's holding out for. What a petty, petty man.
Let me make you the president of the Packers for a second. I'm going to make both of you the president of the Packers for a second.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers will come back if you fire Goody.
Fired yesterday.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Now, it's a bad precedent, and it doesn't reflect well on Aaron Rodgers.
He's still one of the greatest quarterbacks that's ever played the game, and if this is what he wants, give the man, you can't buy him. You can't give him the money. The thing that he wants is that dude fired. So fire his ass.
Rodgers is better at his job than Gutekunst is at his, and there are fewer people who can do Aaron Rodgers' job.
At that level.
Or any level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are more people that are qualified to be a football general manager than there are NFL quarterback.
That's right, Vince. He is fired.
Yeah, so, but it is, you're right, Speaks. It is petty. It is a bad look. But if that is really what this is,
if it's binary, if it's like it's me or him situation,
yeah, then sorry, he's got to go. But I don't think they will. I don't think they will either. I think it's more likely that they force Aaron Rodgers to sit and call his bluff than they fire the general manager. Because I think that all the other teams, there's got to be internal pressure there to like, hold on a second. We can't be making executive decisions based on player recommendations, right? Like they don't want to break that wall.
Sure, but if it's like, to me, this isn't something that's going to end up happening. Like Ryan Pace doesn't get fired because Allen Robinson is unhappy.
Even though
we all feel Allen Robinson's anger, and we should feel his anger. This is one of one. Like there may be two guys in the NFL that have this type of power. This guy and the guy in Tampa. And that's it.
The guy in KC.
Well, now.
Yeah, now. And now they obviously, he signed a lifetime deal because he had the commitment from the coach that he's not retiring anytime soon. So, like, that's not going to be a problem. But, yeah, probably those three, that's the list.
So, it's not that crazy of a precedent because you're talking about the elite of the elite guys that you're making this move for. And if your GM were elite, then maybe you'd have something to talk about. And not that Goody's done a bad job. He hasn't. His team has been close to the Super Bowl. But the reason that they've been close to the Super Bowl is because 12 plays quarterback there.
Yeah, and to your point, Lawrence, Russell Wilson tried to exert some power publicly, privately, every which way.
And then he started moonwalking.
Yeah, well, and in the end, Pete Carroll basically said, he's got a locker and I have an office, is basically what Pete Carroll said.
Yeah, he went LaRusso on him.
Yeah, he really did. And he said, oh, yeah, no, media made more of that situation. He minimized it. He threw out all kinds of BS, and Russell Wilson fell in line. So, I mean, even a dude that big, that strong, that powerful, does not have this kind of sway.
But you guys know how slippery slope arguments work.
Yes.
Right? Like, you set
get slippery.
Well, right, but you set the precedent. And so now it's, okay, the only guys who could do this are Rodgers, Mahomes, and
Brady.
And then it's Josh Allen's time to get a $200 million contract. Does he make a condition of that contract? I need some sort of change in Buffalo.
Let me tell you. Slippery
over there.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't mess around if I were Josh. Money Mitch is ready.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and according to Rami Makhlouf, they're the same person. They're interchangeable quarterbacks.
Rami didn't say that. Did he?
Oh.
Before the year, before the season.
And during the season.
No.
And in week 9.
He's always been wrong about Rami.
He only doubled down. He was forced to double down, and he basically did just for, you know, talk show host integrity purposes.
No, he was given the opportunity to walk back Josh Allen not being a starter next year, and then he doubled down.
Right, oh, and I said it's more likely that he signs a $150 million contract that isn't a starter. He's like, well, that'd be a terrible decision. And then he went out and had like 40 touchdowns.
I think that's how you end up doing afternoons in Milwaukee. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Didn't you have him as being a postman one time incorrectly?
Bart Winkler as a mailman.
Winkler was a mailman.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
I thought he had to have a day job and he was a mailman. He was on yesterday. We were talking about the Deer District and all that, and I said, how'd the mail delivery go this morning? It was not really a correct thing.
You were factually.
I was deeply, deeply wrong.
Why did you think he was a mailman?
I have no idea. It must have come up in conversation, or at least in my mind in conversation, and was just not factually correct.
Fake news.
Hey, but compare what Rodgers is doing to like Damian Lillard, right? Damian Lillard is trying to get Portland to do more. And I believe would be willing to stay. Like he has leaned on them to get the coaching change. And even just, you know, last week as he's talking about it, it's like sometimes words being put in my mouth. Nobody has heard what I've said. Nobody's heard me say any of these things. Anything that I've said, I'm going to say it directly to Neil. He's talking about their GM. I'm going to address it directly with my team. Everything I need to say and feel has been said to Neil. Like my read on this is Dame wants Portland to do their job better.
Yes,
and,
it's and part of his brand.
There.
It's
yes.
part of his brand that I'm the dude that stayed.
Yes.
I'm the superstar that could have left and want to win here. Like the community means something to him. His connection to that community means something to him. The fact that he is the guy that is living out the Derrick Rose fantasy of I can do it. I can build it. I can make people come here instead of me going someplace else. And now he's looking around. He's like, man, this is some BS right here.
It's really hard. It's really hard to do it that way, which is what makes what Giannis is doing
amazing,
so incredible. And there's so many great storylines. Do you guys think that one's being discussed enough? Like that the likability of it isn't just no superstar and no like the newness of it and Giannis's personality.
It's him staying.
Yeah, he signed the max. It feels more organic. Like Middleton is an all-star, but he's not a superstar. Drew Holiday is very good, maybe the best defensive point guard in the league, but not a superstar. Like their big three feels like a more organic, natural, fair big three.
Absolutely, Danny. I think that point has not been made enough. I was close to making it again yesterday. But yeah, he's been there 8 years. He's been there 8 years, and they have figured out how to maximize him. They've figured out a way to do the roster. And it is a victory for the idea of drafting smart, of finding somebody at 15 where they found him in the first round. And then it all coming together and dude willing to stay in the smaller market for the max dollars. It pushes against the super team. Let's collude together at the Olympics and then create our own little brand kind of thing. So in that way, it harkens back to like the Pistons and Larry Brown's team winning with Chauncey Billups and Rasheed Wallace, like, well, team over superstars on some level.
Yeah, but it's also just, and it's like in football where you can win a Super Bowl with a great defense, but if you want to be there every year, you need a great quarterback, like in contention. The Mavericks won with Dirk and then a good supporting cast. It was the first year of the Miami Big Three. Mm-hmm. But then the Heat went to three more titles after that. Dallas never made it back. Right? Like Detroit, when they won their one with more of an organic team with Billups and Sheed and all of that. Like Brooklyn will be the favorite next year no matter how this goes.
And if this were a regular season, they probably would have won.
Right.
You know, if they were healthy, the season coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, and if they were healthy in the playoffs, they probably would have won. But Kyrie with the ankle and Harden with the hamstring, and they didn't. So like, it's this way, I think, feels certainly more likable, a little bit more pure. Honestly, like if you do believe in grading rings, like not all rings are created equal, right? Like,
yeah, this will be low because everybody's gotten hurt along the way.
Yeah, well, because of people getting hurt along the way, but in terms of the accomplishment for Giannis and for if you do like the legacy talk, I think like this ring for Giannis will be viewed as more impressive than say KD's ring in Golden State where he teamed up with a 70-win champion. Right. And Steph Curry and Clay and Draymond, like this will be seen as Giannis not doing it himself, but having the world revolve around him and making this title happen in a small market. Like this will be a very special legacy title for Giannis, even if history should note Anthony Davis was hurt, Kawhi was hurt, Harden was hurt, Kyrie was hurt. Like that absolutely should be noted. But I don't know, man, it's really incredible what Giannis is on the verge of doing at 26 years old.
And he's also right now getting an opportunity for the world to see him and learn about him. And if you didn't realize it, now you do. He is a very likable, humble, flawed, self-aware, philosophical 26-year-old dude. I mean, it's kind of remarkable and speaks to his worldliness or speaks to the upbringing or whatever it is, like that stuff the other day about humility and pride and ego. I was like, excuse me, let me write that down. I'm a 50-year-old man who's read philosophy most of my life, who's been therapized and is interested in being a better person. Let me write down what the 26-year-old Greek freak just had to say.
He's an impressive kid, not a kid, young man at this point. But in terms of the team building stuff too, we talked about this, Speaks, when they hired Arturis for the Bulls, because the Bulls haven't had success, obviously, with free agency. I don't know if there is data that backs this up, but it feels like the teams that are not marquee free agent destinations, Lakers, Heat, Clippers, like the L.A., Miami type teams, maybe a market inefficiency is figuring out the way to get the international superstar that would not be as drawn to like the traditional American destinations.
Uh-huh.
Like Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker. None of them ever thought about leaving San Antonio. Dirk never thinks about leaving Dallas. Giannis doesn't think about leaving Milwaukee.
Because it's plenty big enough and they didn't grow up with this idealizing of the coastal cities.
Correct. Like Luka, we'll see what happens. But if my theory holds true, Luka would think, why would he need to leave Dallas? Whereas if you grew up in America, AAU ball, that sort of thing, you might be more drawn to those types of situations.
If I can add on to your point, just give another direction on it. The thing with Luka, though, is I think that Luka is probably a little bit different because he's just enough younger where he was the it. Like, he's one of these European players that comes across as the it. Giannis was still a bit of a project.
Sure.
When he got to the NBA, and Luka kind of walked in and everyone knew, well, most people knew that he was going to be really good at basketball. And he already has got the star thing. Giannis has never struck me as the, it almost feels like we're putting that upon him where he's like, oh, I'm a star? Okay, that's great. I would like to stay here in Milwaukee. Where I think that with Luka, it's like, yeah, I'm the man. Everyone knows it too. And I'm going to exert some, he's already exerted power down there in Dallas.
Right.
So I think that your theory is very sound. But I think that it runs up to a point with younger cats that are coming from Europe that are big names already that could end up kind of being the end of that group. The group that you name, it's excellent. Like, it's absolutely excellent that goes along with it and probably ending with Giannis.
Interesting. Yeah, you very well might be right, because I get the sense that some of these decisions that the guys make are not, they're not always basketball decisions. They are, I want
life decisions.
Right, I want to be in Hollywood.
I think bright lights matters to Luka. I don't think it matters at all to Giannis.
Right.
Yeah, well, but what's interesting is that, like, but if you're Luka, you've seen, you know, it already happened with an Eastern European and Dirk, and, you know, and Dirk is right there in front of you.
So is Porzingis.
Yeah, well, but and Cuban makes that Dallas thing feel high profile. He will throw whatever you need can be thrown your way.
Yeah, they treat their stars well. There are tax breaks in Texas. Like, it's part of the appeal of playing there for sure. But I always thought about that for the Bulls. Like, when they hired Arturas, I was like, oh man, maybe, just maybe, they're gonna go all in on, like, European scouting. That's his background. Then they trade for Vucevic. Like, you know, obviously he's 30. It's not like he's got many more big contracts in him. But just that thought's always kind of just been in the back of my head that, like, maybe the next time the Bulls are great, the way to get there is not with American-born free agent, but it's internationally-born superstar.
Do you guys think Chicagoans are prepared for Milwaukee winning some titles possibly in the next couple of years here? And will we be affected? Will Chicago fans be affected by seeing the Bucks win before the Bulls, like, tonight?
It's an interesting question.
Would they be affected by seeing the Brewers go to the World Series?
I think
the Brewers
hurt way more than what the Bucks do. I think we look at the Bucks like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Good for them.
With the Brewers, though, I mean, they kind of put the bullet into the Cubs. Like,
yes,
it wasn't, it's not just them winning it. It's the way that the Cubs season ended at the hands of the Brewers. And this has been building. The little brother thing with them has been building.
It's the whole Cubs window. You could say that the Brewers are one of the big things that have slammed the window shut from game 163 a few years ago through to right now. They've clearly been the better team.
I'm very not interested in seeing the Brewers win anything. But the Bucks, it's a likable story. And, man, like, what NBA rivalries even exist anymore? It's so year to year that there isn't an NBA rivalry.
Lakers, Clippers.
Okay, you have to share a building, and one of them is still very much like the inferiority, like
I agree,
the little brother.
I think that's a legitimate rivalry in the NBA.
Okay,
man,
it's hard to find any more than that, though.
Yeah, but that's not even a rivalry that really gets, like, a ton of people to care about it outside of LA. I mean, good games, good basketball, but it's not like, it's not Giants Cowboys, it's not Bears Packers, it's not Cubs Cardinals, it's not Yankees Red Sox, right? It's just not a. It's not a sport that really lends itself. It used to, right? The 80s, 90s, it clearly lent itself to that. But
sure.
Not,
yeah, it's not a big. It's not a big laundry. It's not a big laundry rivalry thing. Like, you got to be good, you know? Like
Knicks,
do Bulls fans hate the Pistons when you see Jeremy Grant coming in?
Pistons, no. It's no. Like, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't have any bearing. But
I had no problem rooting for the Knicks when they had Rose and Tibbs this year. Right. But if you would have said on the score in, like, 1994, I have no problem rooting for the Knicks.
Light them up.
It'd be ridiculous. You know, it's just I just think the sport's, like, fundamentally changed in that way. We have Richard Roper on the show today.
Really?
Yes, sir. 1 hour from now.
Talk about Space Jam.
That is going to be one of the hooks.
He has feelings.
Yes, he does have feelings, and I want him to share them.
No one mentioned Richard Roper again. Not today, not ever.
Yes, he had a very incredible Entourage cameo, season 5, episode 1, where he panned Medellin. We'll talk to him about that, get some stories from Richard Roper, big Sox fan. So we're going to have some fun with him 1 hour from now. The Bears fan who got shot, and as he was potentially dying, didn't want to miss seeing Justin Fields in a Bears uniform, who was on the show last week. Justin Fields went and met him. And so he's going to come on the show and follow up that story. Ton of baseball, of course. And
it was pretty good until he got shot.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there was a quote said by a Chicago athlete over the weekend that I think is very, very meaningful for the near-term and long-term future of the organization. So we'll start with that in just a little bit.
All right, boys. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Lawrence. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Rest up that quad. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.